Thank you all for coming to this symposium on emerging technologies to remove phosphorus from surface and groundwaters. I think we're all pretty well aware of the issues with dissolved P losses and their impacts on environmental quality. And so we put together this symposium, and I guess I should thank the others who helped me tremendously in putting this together, Gerwin Koopmans and Wim Chardon from Altera in Wageningen, the Netherlands, and Ray Bryant from the USDA Agricultural Research Service in University Park, Pennsylvania. This symposium is focusing on different technologies to remove P from surface and groundwater. And there's a number of targets for these types of removal technologies, taking different types of materials to treat and remove P from water. We look at trying to treat concentrated flows from agricultural and urban areas. So drainage ditches, for example, and say golf course runoff. These are just some kind of broad examples. Point sources of phosphorus in agricultural runoff, treating tile drain runoff from agricultural areas, feedlot runoff from concentrated feedlot operations. Land applied sources, so mixing different materials with manure that's being applied to the landscape and trying to remove P and overland flow. And then also looking at ways to address diffuse phosphorus sources that are transported in groundwater, so where you've got drainage ditches and agricultural systems, trying to figure out ways to develop filtration technologies to remove phosphorus in groundwater. And so the overall goals for this session, essentially to define the state of the science on different technologies that are being used to remove phosphorus from water. This research has been going on for a number of decades, and so we're trying to bring a group of experts together to provide kind of an update on, you know, the status of some of these technologies, highlight their effectiveness to meet water quality objectives for phosphorus, and then gain some perspective on the potential costs, benefits, and the suitability of these practices as they're being used in different types of environments around the world. And so this symposium features a number of presentations. We have 5 overview presentations from sites all around the world. And we have folks from the Netherlands, Pennsylvania, USA, Vermont, New Zealand, and Maryland, USA. And so just to kind of give you a little highlight of, you know, what the subjects of some of these different presentations. Chip Elliott and George O'Connor have a presentation reviewing the uses of water treatment residuals to immobilize phosphorus in surface and groundwater. And then Li-Ping Wang and some of her colleagues from the Netherlands will be examining the key chemical factors, pH, ionic strength, organic matter, that affect phosphorus absorption by minerals used to remove phosphorus from water. Unfortunately, Li-Ping could not be here today, so she had some troubles with travel, so we're really sorry that she was unable to make it. We're fortunate to have Gerwin Koopmans giving her talk today, we're thankful that he could stand in to give her talk for her. We have Alexandra Drizzo from the University of Vermont, and she'll be reviewing long-term studies of phosphorus removal technologies to address point and non-point phosphorus sources. Rich McDowell and David Nash providing perspective on the costs and benefits of various mitigation options to remove phosphorus from runoff in grazed grassland watersheds. And then Ray Bryant from USDARS talking about efficacy or the efficiency of FGD gypsum filters to remove soluble phosphorus from agricultural drainage waters in Maryland, in the coastal plain of Maryland. So in addition to those overview presentations, we have several presentations that summarize efforts to characterize phosphorus sorbing materials. Gerwin Koopmans will be appearing again to characterize phosphorus binding capacity of iron sludge and iron sand for use in removing phosphorus from agricultural drain pipes or pipe drains. Karen Grubb, Karen Grubb and her colleagues will be examining the potential benefits of using phosphorus saturated gypsum as an amendment for crop production. And Dustin Stoner and we'll be looking at the reaction kinetics that influence phosphorus sorption of industrial byproducts that contain calcium, magnesium, iron, and other P-sorbing materials. And then finally, we have some presentations that summarize different approaches for removing phosphorus from overland flow. So Martin Cipitolo from Coshocton, the ARS lab in Coshocton, Ohio, will be evaluating the effectiveness or showing some data on the effectiveness of compost filter socks to reduce phosphorus in runoff from tilled and no-till fields. Ray Brennan from Ireland, assessing the ability of various phosphorus sorbent materials to reduce phosphorus runoff from grasslands that receive cattle slurry. Philip Moore from Arkansas and his colleagues determining the reductions that you get when you apply when you blend these materials with biosolids and how the ability to remove soluble P and runoff. And then Chad Penn from Oklahoma, USA, examining the design and effectiveness of steel slag filter structure to treat golf course and suburban runoff. And so hopefully that just gives you kind of a brief overview or broad overview of some of the different types of presentations that are going to be featured today. And so I'd like to introduce first speaker. He's Chip Elliott. He's a professor from the Department of Agricultural and Biological Engineering at Penn State University. And he'll be giving us an overview of water treatment residuals and their uses to remove phosphorus from surface and groundwater. So.